So I'm a loser, man.
What kind of shit is that?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. I wasn't purposely trying to become a loser or anything along those lines, but...
Of course not. Of course not.
He can get contacts. He can shave that beard up nice. He could definitely get a better body. That's on him. That's something he has complete control over. He may be bald. That's fine. He got some fucking dingy shirt on. He can learn how to dress better. All these things that I just laid out are things that are completely 100% in his control. I just named like 5 things he could do right now to be received better in the world in general by women and by men and by everybody. All that is in his favor. And he could do something. I'm positive there's something this man could do in his life to get his money up more. Maybe not 100K. But let's just say he making 40K. There's something on his plan. He could go back to school and get another degree to up his income. Some stuff is out of your control. The sound of your voice, your height, whatever, you know? But I mean, it's still no point in being a victim. But if I was going to feel sorry, okay, I could, maybe he can get some sympathy out of me because, oh, damn, I'm short. You know, I'm bald. And I got a girly voice. I could maybe have some empathy and sympathy for that, but shit that you have complete control over that you're not doing, I don't feel for you, bro.
See, there's always gonna be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so. They're learning the difference between things they can change and things they can't. That's one of life's toughest lessons. Take it from someone who's been there. Take it from me, Mr. G.
I wanna give a big thank you to all my supporters. We have a new channel. If you want to continue to see my regular short form content, all that will now be moving over to my new channel, Dayton Dysfunctions. It's the first link in the description. I'm going to try to put it in the top of the comments, like the pinned comment as well. But if you want to continue to see my short form content with the memes and all of that, you have to come subscribe to the new channel, Dayton Dysfunctions.
Then the fact that you're calling yourself a loser. You need to get your self-esteem up. That's something you can work on, too. But this is how you get your self-esteem up. Start going to the gym. Start caring about how you dress. Like, if you do the shit that I told you at the beginning of this video, your self-esteem will naturally start growing up. And let me be very clear about this. Very clear. Having low self-esteem and no confidence is the main reason why you're not going to succeed with bitches. If you don't got no confidence, don't even try to get no bitches. You wasting your time even, because even if, let's just say he was 6'3", buff, handsome as fuck. If you got low self-esteem and your confidence is weak and shit, that's not going to last long. You might get some pussy here and there just off the look. But as far as maintaining a bitch for any amount of time or having anything real, no, that's not going to happen. And you probably still even going to struggle just to get pussy. I don't care how good and tall you look and muscular you are. If you looking down and sound like you unsure of yourself, bitches ain't trying to fuck that and definitely not trying to stay with that. Even if she do bypass it just because we look good, let me see if he fuck good. She's not trying to stay with nobody like that.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
See, a lot of men think women are just going to like them. Just like me for me because I'm a human and I'm a pretty nice guy. That's not how the dating market work, bro. That ain't how the world work. Men ain't going to respect you just because you're a human and you seem like a nice guy. Men don't give a fuck about that. That's not what they look for when they're looking for what they should respect about a man. I mean, I don't hate you. I'm not shitting on you. I'm not roasting you. I hope you success. I hope you get it together. I'm just giving it to you raw and real, bro. Trying to help you. He's actually not a bad looking dude. No homo. But y'all know what? You want the truth? You want me to tell you the truth? I actually think you're a good looking cat. I don't think they could see it.
I think you're a good looking cat. I don't think that anybody knows it, and I don't think anybody can see it.
I kind of saw me going down the least popular path in life. And I don't know, I just didn't steer clear from it, man. I just kept on going. Like, I seen I was going the wrong way and just said, fuck it. I'm already on this downtrodden path, so I'm gonna continue type shit. Deadass, like, that's really how it was for me. And I'm a loser, not in the sense that, you know, I'm unproductive or don't do anything useful in my life. You know, I still work a full-time job as of right now. You know, definitely have a pretty good savings. You know, I'm financially financially savvy, smart. You know what I'm saying? My finances are in order.
My nigga.
Shit like that, but I don't really have hobbies, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, y'all gonna say I'm crying about my hype, but it is what it is, bro. Like, this is a common reoccurrence on this channel at this point, so I don't know. I just found out my shit was cooked. I just found out I'm romantically cooked as far as my SMV goes because of immutable characteristics. Keyword, height.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me?
I'm saying, and I don't know, that kind of led me going down the wrong path, man, and it left me feeling like complacent with where I am in life. And don't get me wrong, I'm in a very comfortable spot in life, but it's like I feel like you should never be complacent in life.
You're goddamn right.
Now that is brutal if you're short. So I do got sympathy and empathy for niggas that's short. That's rough, because bitches is not checking for no short nigga usually. But you can overcome it. You can still overcome it. But it is rough. I do feel for you off the shortness. I forgot about the shortness.
Do women feel bad after they treat you like honestly, no, they don't.
Define This says, even if doing it won't get you bitches, so there is no point. Grind to just grind. No, there is a point. The point of life isn't a bitch.
Are you sure?
Having things that you care about and that you're willing to put effort in every day is what makes life worth living. Even if it's, you know, I've got to get up and go to the gym. Purpose. It gives you purpose and meaning in life. Got to get up and go to the gym. Got to keep this body right. Oh, well, let me check out the new fashion magazines. I'm going to get fresh just for myself. I ain't trying to get no bitches, but I'm into fashion, so I'm going to keep up on the new latest fashion. Not to be materialistic, and maybe that was a bad example because that's what y'all going to think, but it's waking up to, you know what? I want to learn how to cook a new dish every day for the rest of my life. I'm sure there's thousands of fucking dishes to make. You know what? I'm into it. Tonight, when I get off of work, I'm about to learn me a new dish to make. Self-improvement. It gives you purpose and meaning in life to wake up and have something you care about. Mm-hmm. I'm about to read a new book. I want to learn about the stock market today. I want to learn about how do they make planes. I'm about to really get into just the fucking aerodynamics or whatever the fuck. You got to have something to wake up for in the morning. I want to be a really good basketball player. Every day after work, I'm going to go to the gym so I can work on my shot. I want to get good at basketball. There's so much shit that you can get into that to make you feel fulfilled in life and make you feel like you got something to wake up for in the morning. Not a bitch. That's what ism keeps talking about. So define this and ism. They're putting too much weight in a bitch, like, in one way or another. The player dudes put too much weight in a bitch because their validation comes from, I pull bitches. The black pill dudes is putting too much weight in a bitch because, like, if I can't get a bitch, what's the point of life? No, bitches aren't that important in general on either sides of the spectrum. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
And, I kind of came to this realization a couple years back that, yeah, I might be a loser, man, because why don't I have friends, bro? Why don't I have friends? Why don't I have a social life? Why don't I have hobbies outside of making money? Really, my only hobby is fucking doing crypto, which is, of course, I got into crypto to make money. Like, I got into crypto back when I was in college, before this bull run even started type shit, years back. You know what I'm saying? I was writing 8-page papers on crypto, just hoping to make it. And then eventually I would make it, which is crazy to me. It's truly a blessing. But, I forgot what this whole video was about for real. I ain't gonna lie to y'all niggas, man.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how? Like, talk to me, bro.
It's easy for blue pill guys who never really had a woman to pedestalize having a woman. It's not all it's cracked up to be, trust me. That's one of the main concepts of my channel. It's not going to be all it's cracked up to be. Even if this young man right here found a quote-unquote good woman, whatever that means. But no, we'll just say a good woman, a decent woman, a woman who most of us would consider a halfway decent woman, flaws and all. It's not what you think it's going to be, bro. You constantly got to manage that woman and her emotions. And it's going to be a roller coaster, even if she is a so-called good woman. It's not going to be this happy bliss and I finally have a companion. My life is great now and so fulfilling. That's not what relationships really are. But you don't know that because you've never been in a real one, probably. Go ask the men who have been married for 30 years what you're missing. And they're going to tell you not much. I assure you, mother-in-laws and drama and shit, you're not missing as much as you think you're missing. That's the one thing I want incels and black pill men to get through their thick fucking skulls. Don't get me wrong, there's some upsides to having a companion, but it's not as great as you think it's going to be. I promise you that. You're not going to go find a guy who says, you know, I'm really fit now. I got friends and I got a bunch of hobbies. But I didn't get a bit, so I regret, you know, getting friends and getting hobbies and getting fit and healthy. I wish I would have never got healthy and made friends and got hobbies that I'm really into because I didn't get a bitch from it. No. Are you never going to find a guy who got rich so he can get women and then getting rich didn't get him women. So he's like, damn, I wish I never got rich because it didn't get me no bitches.
When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.